Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm so glad to be reading God's Word with you on this Saturday, May 18th. Hope you're having a wonderful day. This is a special day for my dad. It's his birthday. So don't always shout out on the birthdays, but Dad, I know you're listening and I love you. We're in John's Gospel today, chapter 15, verses 18 through 27. Then we'll go over to the Proverbs, continuing on in the sayings of the sages. The title in John's Gospel says, "The world hates the disciples." If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember the words I spoke to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of their sin. Now, however, they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father as well. If I had not done among them what no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen these miracles, and yet they have hated both me and my Father. But this is to fulfill what is written in their law. They hated me without reason. When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. Jesus is saying here, the people have seen all my miracles, and yet they still hate me, and they hate the Father. And it had to be such a difficult place for him to be in, where he had come to save the lost, and yet they would not believe in him. But there is a group of people, his disciples, which includes us, who do believe the works of the one who was sent by God, and also we believe in his name. And to us, verse 26 says, the Counselor will come, the one who is sent from the Father, a Spirit of truth, who testifies to our hearts about who Jesus is, and also is our advocate, as we learned yesterday, our counselor, our helper, our teacher, and our friend. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 24, beginning in verse 23, the title in my Bible says, Further Sayings of the Wise. This is the New International Version, but the older version that isn't updated. There also are sayings of the wise. To show partiality in judging is not good. Whoever says to the guilty, You are innocent, peoples will curse him and nations denounce him. But it will go well with those who convict the guilty, and rich blessing will come upon them. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Finish your outdoor work and get your fields ready. After that, build your house. Do not testify against your neighbor without cause, or use your lips to deceive. Do not say, I'll do to him as he has done to me. I'll pay that man back for what he did. I went past the field of the sluggard, past the vineyard of the man who lacks judgment. Thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Here, Proverbs 24:29 is the opposite of the golden rule that we read in Matthew 7:12. I'll read verse 29 for you. Do not say, I'll do to him as he has done to me. I'll pay the man back for what he did. Rather, Jesus teaches us, in everything, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Today is Saturday, and we try to focus in on a nation for whom we are praying on Saturdays. So we're going to pray for the nation of Bhutan. I have no clue where Bhutan was, but it's somewhere between India and China. And I just find comfort in the fact that the Lord knows the needs of the people of Bhutan. And as we pray for them, it's not like we're throwing a dart out onto a map, but we're saying to the God of the universe, you know the needs of this people, and we want to lift them up to you because you call us to be a people of prayer. You call us to be a people of evangelism, and the gospel is the most important thing for us. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We're reminded in it that if we are persecuted, we can only say that you were persecuted first. We thank you, Lord, that you have sent your advocate, your Holy Spirit, who lives within us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding us of Jesus' words, for comforting us, for teaching us. We pray according to the Proverbs today, Lord, that you would give us wisdom, and we would be the kind of people who do unto others as we would have them do unto us. We pray for the people of Bhutan. We pray for Christian workers who are there, that your kingdom would go forward, your will would be done, and that people would experience the love and the resurrection power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And now today, we thank you that all of life is truly sacred. And so help us to see the holiness of everyday tasks in our life today. As we clean house, as we laugh with friends, as we work in the yard, as we eat good food, and as we sleep through the night. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.